Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
So it's never a good idea to talk about religion. So let's talk about religion.
Okay.
I know your parents have passed, Steve.
Yeah.
But did they ever get a sense that you weren't going to stay like a every Sunday like Catholic dude?
Yeah.
They did.
Even though you and I were altar boys, we went through
the whole thing
years. I was on the best altar boy team. We did.
That's right. You got midnight mass.
Easter.
Oh, wow.
I'm so mad.
We got funerals where we got tipped cash. Oh, weddings man. Tipped better.
I never made the A team.
Oh.
How did you get A team? You dumped JC.
Figure. I was like getting high already at that time.
Yeah, but you dumped him.
Well, maybe
he dumped the Eucharist on the floor.
I spilled it, and it's a major penalty, and you're in the Catholic Church, so they had to shut everything down.
It's like dumping gas the tarmac of the airport.
Yeah, well, and even once they like bring it out and they bless whatever's out, it has to be like they don't throw it back in and then like reuse
you're
it.
Right.
Doesn't the priest like have to eat it all?
Yeah, or the priest drinks it once they go back in the back. They drink.
He slams the rest of the wine.
Yeah, I mean, so they try to. I think
after everybody's mouth has been in it.
Yeah, it's like because it's blessed at that point, so we can't like just go.
You can't dump it
back in. It's separate. So if you can pour yourself a little extra if you think.
But I think he puts
not a lot of people in church, maybe.
Our priest would freeze grapes and put it in there with the wine.
Shut up. He would not. You're just doing some other act, and that's for white wine.
Oh. Okay.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
I'm still a spiritual human.
What does that mean?
I still believe in the higher power and all that thing. I just think organized religion. Oh, my God. How did we get here? But I'm not.
Okay.
Continuing to go to that building, like, literally the day after I was confirmed or the following Sunday, my parents are like nudging me to wake me up. And I'm like, nope, I graduated. And they're like, no, you got confirmed. I'm like, mm-hmm.
We're done. I made it.
That was like a diploma. We're good.
And they're like, no.
There's
no.
still technically more. I think if you became a priest, you would have graduated, right?
Not everybody becomes
a priest. You finished eighth grade. And then,
yep.
Actually, T-Doc's right. You just began. There's like a whole bunch of more stuff.
Yeah, the next level is marriage.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to work through all the sacraments. I never got married in the church, so technically I could get married.
God never blessed
me. Oh my God, why would I do that? Because then you have to do the classes and everything.
I don't want God.
Did you have to do the classes? Did you get married in the church?
I did. Yeah. God. Yeah. We did the classes and everything.
You weren't blessed.
Oh God, no. Well, because then it's the thing. Because one of my brothers who did get married in the church and then got a divorce, then when he wanted to get remarried, he wanted to do it in the church. You got to go through a whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to like, oh, that bee was crazy. Like you have to get your first marriage
annulled or consecrated or whatever. But you have to go through the Pope to get special dispensation. Yeah.
All that. Yeah. It's like, just don't. Mm.
Thank you.
Mm. I kind of stopped going for a while, but I had an excuse because I went to Catholic school my entire life up until from preschool to
college
until I graduated.
Oh, wow.
So I was like, we went to mass every single week and then like for school, and then also my family went, so I was doubling up for all those years. So for a while, I'm like, I'm really not behind. I'm not missing anything if I'm not going, because I racked up all these extras.
Somebody
but I think
you.
Airline miles.
Well, I think it's been too long now. Now I'm behind.
You're in the negative.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh my God,
it's not like miles.
So the weird thing is, and I don't know why I'm thinking about this, but like my parents gave me a nativity set a long time ago.
Oh,
my dad hand built it.
Wow,
he's a construction.
He didn't build the like.
He's a craftsman.
It's ratchet.
Oh,
it's ratchet on purpose.
He did the overhang of the manger.
So
the
it's like two shakes off a roof with like aspen trees holding it up, like sawed off aspen trees, and then a bunch of hay like glued to the back with one like orangish glowy light bulb to do the North Star.
Dude, that's cool.
That's cute.
I don't mean to get down to the weeds, but aspen trees weren't indigenous to Bethlehem.
It's just a tree, Steve. All right. But the problem is, like, when they come over every year around this time,
you gonna drag it out.
And dude, let me explain this. It's not like little characters. They're like, what are you, like the kind, like G.I. Joe size.
Oh, 12 inch action
figure.
No,
not 12, seven. Seven?
It's actually probably eight.
Yeah, so they're like 7 or 8 inch tall, like dudes and whatever.
Segment of the action.
So it's like gonna take up a significant area of my house.
Their vehicles? You have
for
like
an hour while your parents are there.
No, but to get...
I don't, you're putting too much into this.
No, I just, like, I don't want to put it out at all. Because well, then I have to move a bunch of crap. Yeah. Where am I going to put it? If I put it on the kitchen counter, it's going to be obvious that it's only there for an hour. Uh-huh. It has to look like.
It's been there for weeks.
Like, it's,
trenched.
Oh, that's the area where.
You got to put some dust on it. Yes. Like, oh, it's been weeks.
Oh, right there.
Yeah. There's plenty of dust
put
on
dust
it.
On Jesus. Okay.
But that's part of it, too. It's a little awkward because you have to store it all year round, knowing that you're like, it's a big thing. So even if it's. Not,
it's in a Rubbermaid container.
Do you
one
put
of the
up
big
normal
dumps?
Christmas decorations, like
I
lights and
this
trees?
Year.
You have like eight trees. You have eight themes.
I haven't put up anything.
You have a theme for each landing of your staircase.
Sort of, yes. I can't decide on the moat theme this year. Oh my goodness. I don't, no. But I mean, how do you tell your parents? So I guess what I'm getting at is I don't want to put it up.
You're not religious. You don't.
I'm not organized religious. Right. Like I don't do that. I still, like on that day, I still think about JC and his band of misfits and all the stuff that he went through and blah, blah, blah. And I'll watch The Passion of the Christ or whatever. And but
that's Easter.
I know. You're right. My bad.
You were slopping that over into Christmas.
Oops,
and thought you were fulfilled.
Can you imagine? It's his birthday and you make him watch this terrible movie about the end of his life. He's like, oh man, sorry. Got him mixed up. Oh, wow. You're right.
You know what? I think they're thankful you're not religious.
The Catholic Church, St. John the Baptist is calling going, no, you're good. You stay over there.
We're good without you.
But like, Tiak, your family, like your wife's family's...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very religious.
They're Latin American.
Yeah, Puerto Rican Catholic. So they're very
Are they not
strong.
Pushing you on it? Like when they come visit, don't they go like, hey, mm-hmm. it's Sunday morning, wakey wakey.
Yeah, and we go to church.
You do?
Yeah. When they're there, And then you gotta, I remember one time I was driving and I had to like try to whisper to my wife, I'm like, where is, how do I get there? Don't let them hear in the back, like, where am I going?
Yeah, if you put it in the nav, they're like, wait, what? Yeah. Oh, I just did it for the traffic up here.
Yeah, but she also, my mother-in-law bought us a wreath, which was awesome. And she's like, yeah, it's at the church. You could just go pick it up at the church.
Oh, no.
And the mass times are here. Here, you could just get it afterwards. You got to give it to her. My wife went and got the wreath. Yes.
Oh, didn't you stay for church?
No comment. My wife went to church and
there
got the
go.
Wreath.
There you go. I'll
they listened.
I'll put it that way.
She said a prayer. She ran the other way.
I'm afraid if I touch holy water at this point.
Oh, psh.
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.